I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us today, we have a duo who they were last in our studio last year, and we're excited to have them back. It is Mama's Stolen Horses. Welcome.
Thank you, Christine.
Thanks for having us.
And that is Christopher and Abby Jo Robin. And you have a new album out. Last time you were here, you chatted with Maya, and you were talking about the forthcoming album. You're going to work on the album, and now it's here. And
finally.
Yeah. And you have a release show coming up tonight at Amazing Grace Bakery in Duluth. That's at 7, right?
Yes.
And Feeding Leroy is going to be joining you, which is very appropriate because they worked on the album with you as well.
They did, yeah.
So I'm going to assume that they'll probably be getting up on stage with you to do some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We got together for a practice this week, and things were sounding great. So excited.
Well, yeah, and we'll talk more about that. But why don't we get started with a song? What do you want to start with here?
We're going to start with Rocky Road.
Take it nice and slow because it's rocky. By the river we will stand together hand in hand when it's rocky. And the trees swing side to side, our hearts beat soft inside, we're so lucky. Sun sinking low, we'll have a place to go at the end of a rocky road. It's rocky. And the wind under our wings, it helps us soar, it helps us sing. We're so lucky. So won't you share this dance with me atop the rocks beneath our feet? We're so happy. Sun sinking low, we'll have a place to go at the end of a rocky road. With the sun sinking low, we'll have a place to go at the end of a rocky road.
Mama's Stolen Horses live from Studio A, and a tune called Rocky Road from their new album, Son of the Machine. And so last time you were here, it was just a little over a year ago, and you were talking about how, I mean, you had very recently come to Duluth and decided to make it your home. You're originally from Mankato, and you're kind of itinerant musicians and glass blowers. So you kind of had this traveling life, it sounds like, but kind of picked Duluth to settle down in, sort of. I mean, you're not here all of the year, but it seems like it's worked out well for you, I guess, is what I'm getting at here.
It really has. Duluth is a wonderful, nurturing environment, I think, for music. We love it here. All the musicians and friends that we've met throughout Duluth have been just great. Like tonight, we're really excited to be playing with Feeding Leroy. I mean, we respect them so much as musicians, but also just as people. They're all just great people. So, you know, having a community to play with, and then there's some great venues in town, like the Amazing Grace tonight is it's a wonderful place to play. Ron Ayers, he's the sound guy there, and he is
also our uncle. Chris's uncle.
He's my
uncle.
Is
he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, and you know, he pays close attention to the bands that come in and make sure that their sound is right, which is great to have in any venue.
A sound guy that cares.
Yep, and he's also giving foot rubs tonight to the first 20 people that show up.
Is he going to be doing this during the show? Because I'm wondering if, you know, if that will take his attention away from the mix.
It's before the gig. Yep.
Oh, okay, so got early. Get there early. Get your coffee. Sit down. Ron's going to rub your feet.
Yep.
Well, and that's what I was thinking when you mentioned feeding Leroy. Like, you've been here such a short time, but you have, like, really, you've become Duluthians. You are working with Feeding Leroy. You made your latest album at Sparta Sound, which is kind of a rite of passage, you know, either making it at Sacred Heart or at Sparta Sound. It seems like most of the people that come through here. So you're doing it right. You're fitting in.
Thanks.
And you've played Homegrown the last couple of years.
Last 2 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was really a pleasure to work with Rich Mattson.
Yeah, he's great.
Where did you do your previous album? I don't remember.
The previous album was actually done in various locations, and my Uncle Ron was the engineer on that, and then I was kind of the engineer as well, trying to be anyways, learning a new program, software program. So we did that album kind of throughout the country. We recorded a lot of it actually in our friend Dan Gitter's house out in Arizona, Sedona, Arizona. So just kind of a mobile recording there that we pieced together from different areas.
Yep.
So was this your first actual studio experience, or had you recorded before for other things?
Really for us, for Mama's Stolen
for
Horses.
For a full album.
We
had recorded, you know, bits and pieces, some live recordings and some other studio sessions at random studios, but this was the first, like, album that we put together in an actual studio.
And what did Rich bring to the table as a producer?
You know, he was just kind of very comfortable with what he was doing, which was, you know, I think a lot of the times, you know, you can pick so many different ways to do something in a studio. And Rich just kind of, he was like, can I hear what you guys sound like? And then he's like, got it. Okay, I'm going to grab these mics and I'm going to set it up this way. And we kind of went in there with a little bit of a game plan of wanting it to be just a live sound. So we did record very similar to what you're hearing today. And then we did track in some guest musicians on that album as well. Lee Martin and Luke Martin from Feeding Leroy. And a really good friend of ours, Tyrell Sweeten, now lives in California. He's just an incredible guitar player.
And on that song that you just did, I'm just looking at the album here, and you have Lee playing pedal steel, which he does so well on that particular one, and Sonia singing harmony on that one, too. So I bet the live version of that is going to be really fun.
It is going to be so much fun tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
The Amazing Grace, 7 to 9 tonight.
All right. So tell me about the songs for this. I know you were here last year, and I think you did a couple of them even last year. So some of them you had for a while. Were there any that were newer?
On this album, they're songs that we've written within the last, like, 2 years.
2 to 3 years.
I would say. Mm-hmm. So, as far as newer ones, we actually have a new album coming out after this one.
We don't know when, but we're working on it.
We're gonna give you a little sample.
We'll give you a taste of that one,
of
too.
That
I was just joking
today.
About that yesterday. We had a band of kids in here. The oldest one was 14. Very talented. They have a brand new album out, CD release show. And they're working on new material, too. It's like, no matter the age or the kind of band, it's always looking forward. I think that's so funny.
We went into the studio last year and to start recording, and we realized we have a lot of material, so we decided to break it up into two different albums, and we've written some new material for the second one as well. So that's what.
And you each write, and I think last year you were talking about how you're kind of starting to collaborate a little bit. How has that been going?
Real good. The both of us, definitely work together in songwriting, and so we can bounce ideas off each other and give honest and helpful opinions. And sometimes we go it alone if we're just really feeling a song. Otherwise, you know, we're definitely okay with asking for help.
Rocky Road, that happened in one evening of us just jamming together, and we just wrote that song. a total collaboration on that song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, and you've swapped instruments here.
We did.
Abby was playing banjo last time, and Christopher was playing guitar. Now they've swapped. And what are we going to hear next?
We're going to play a song for you called Old Bones.
That's Mama's Stolen Horses, live from Studio A, and the tune that closes out there, Son of a Machine. You ended on a high note, kind of a fun, upbeat song.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about that one. Who was the main writer of that one?
Chris.
Yeah.
That one.
Old Bones, it actually started off kind of as a bluesy number, and I was just kind of singing about some things that were in the past that sometimes, you know, we talk about old bones. It was a bluesy number that I was kind of sultry and low. But then that was on the guitar. But then I picked up the banjo and started, doing that kind of more picking with the banjo with it, that really started to drive it into more of kind of an idea, like just, it's, you know, old bones are there. But leave them buried, you know, don't forget about them, but sometimes it's best just to leave them be. And so that song was kind of about, a little bit about that, you know, knowing that the history's there, but sometimes it's best left alone.
Right, just let the past be the past sometimes,
right,
is the best course of action.
Right.
Well, yeah, I like that one. Like I said, it's a great kind of rousing end to the album.
Thanks.
So now you still are glass blowers, and you still do that part of the time, and you just got back from North Carolina, did you tell me,
yep,
Abby?
Yeah, we were there for an eight weekend Renaissance Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been at Renaissance Festivals. We do the North Carolina show and the Arizona show in the winter for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do that full time, but now we just travel part of the year.
But so these are familiar places where you've been for a while, and kind of fun to get back there.
Yeah.
But then you come up here. I was saying, and you come up here in the winter.
Yeah.
But you both have roots in Minnesota, so your family probably appreciates having you around.
Got a big family, lots of nieces and nephews and lots of siblings. And so it's nice to come home for the holidays and share that with everyone.
Mm-hmm. When we were traveling the country more often, we were kind of narrowing it down between a couple of cities where we wanted to put roots down. And the other city happened to be in North Carolina. It was Asheville, North Carolina, which is a wonderful city to visit. If get out there and see it, everybody, if you can. But Duluth has got a lot to offer in the same way that Asheville does, and it's real close to our family. So now get to spend that little extra time with family, and all the wonderful friends we've met up here certainly helps.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're at Renaissance festivals, are you doing music? Are you performing music or for other people, or do you just hang out and play for yourselves?
Actually, there's a longtime friend and musician, Jeff Cahill. He's been with the Renaissance Festival as a musician for many years, and he usually hosts a weekly jam at his place. Mm-hmm. And so you just look for the pirate flag in the campground and go there, and he's always got a kind of an Irish folk style pass the song jam happening at his place every week. So we go
we
there.
We do a lot of jamming, and we perform a little bit, maybe a couple shows. In North Carolina, we performed for a benefit show that we did out there. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, we're pretty focused on doing our glass work, and that takes up our weekends too. So
It's kind of hard to do both.
Like two different creative outlets that kind of require a little bit of focus.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it's nice, kind of nice to be able to go back and forth like that.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We found a good balance.
Are you going to do more shows while you're back in Duluth? Are you going to?
We have a couple shows. A couple mornings at Amazing Grace. We're going to be playing at Sir Ben's and on the 30th. And then we're going to be a part of Beaner's New Year's Eve celebration. So we'll be playing there on New Year's Eve.
Which is music all day long on New Year's
Eve.
That's always such a fun event. Yeah. And let's talk about, you said you already have a new album planned. And where are you going to do that one? Are you going to go back to Sparta or somewhere
else?
Well,
actually, we've got a lot of that recorded in Duluth. Yeah, we recorded a good bit of it last winter before we left, so we've just got to get back to focusing on it. But we recorded a lot of it with a local engineer, Bryce Casting. He's a great guy, and
I don't remember the name of the church, but a church in West Duluth.
It's a beautiful church in West Duluth that Bryce was renting some space to record, so that was a wonderful place to play last year. And so I wish we had the name of the church, but it's right off of Grand out heading towards like New Duluth and that area on the left. Mm-hmm. Beautiful stained glass.
Great. So that just needs some finishing and then you'll...
Yeah, we have a couple more songs to record for it and some finishing work for it. So don't really have a date set yet. We wanted to focus on just getting one album done. And now we'll start to focus on that one.
Right, so, yeah. Got to do the release show for this one before we can...
exactly.
Oh, that's great. What do you want to play next for us?
We'd like to play you a newer song. So this is a newer song that we've written over the last year. And it was written in a place that's really dear to Abby and I in Sedona, Arizona, which is just a beautiful part of the U.S. Red Rock Country, they would call it. And there's Oak Creek Canyon with Oak Creek that flows through Sedona. So there's a really great place to go and just sit by the creek and, reflect and just, take some time down there. And so we wrote this song down there, and there's some beautiful sycamore trees along Oak Creek down there. So this song is called Where the Sycamore Grow.
There's a place in high desert where the water does flow, and the banks hold the river where the sycamore grows. From the shores of cathedral to the mountains of snow, the water it will come high, oh come low.
where the sycamore grow. Where the sycamore grow. Water it will come, come high or come low. Three brothers I know swung from a tree over there. They walked on the water and they flew through the air. Their mother's a mystic and she sent us there to listen to the water and the wisdom it shares. Where the sycamore grows, where the sycamore grows. On the banks of the river, in their angelic glow. My heart on these red rocks I've found, and the trees they grow tall from the red dusty ground, and the birds sing a song from a long time ago. Some changes come fast and some changes come slow, where the sycamore grows. Where the sycamore grows, oh. Water it will come, come high or come low.
Mama's Stolen Horses, live from Studio A, and a newer song. And that one on the next album, is that where that's going to be? I was getting deja vu there. I think I heard that one at Homegrown, perhaps.
Oh, yes. Yes. You probably did.
And you you had some special guests there, too. I think you were performing with Jacob Mann. And
we love him. He's such a great musician and such a good,
he's
just
a firecracker.
Cool kid. He's a cool kid.
He's awesome. Yeah, really.
Good
and look for us to be playing a show at the Amazing Grace here in January. I think Jacob
and Chris,
and I are going to play together. Sit down.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Do some just you and Jacob?
Yeah, just Jacob and I.
Oh, okay.
I've actually met Jacob at the open mic that my uncle hosts on Sunday nights at the Grace, and he goes, you gotta jam with this guy Jacob. He's just so much fun. And bring your mandolin down. And Jacob, of course, was totally game to have me up and play with him. And I mean, it was a blast right off the start, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Having some fun musical
fun
moments.
Fun energy,
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember if it was that your interview from last time I was listening to. You were talking about the mandolin, and it had been a recent thing that you had picked up. Was it you that were talking? You were talking about you still were taping the charts to the back of the mandolin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
because it was still fairly new
exactly,
for you. How,
yeah.
How's that coming along a year later?
You know, it's a
sounded great on that song.
Much.
So
thanks. Well, it's you can always learn more, right? I have removed the chart from the back a couple years.
Steps? You made some steps. Yeah.
And this mandolin is actually it's a Weber mandolin, which I don't know if this is Weber Music Hall. Maybe maybe there's a connection there.
maybe they make mandolins in the basement.
I don't know. Well, this luthier, I guess he's from this region, but he went out to Montana and worked for Gibson, and then he started his own company, and so he makes beautiful mandolins. This was actually my Uncle Ron's.
Oh, nice.
And, I said, you know, if you ever want to sell that, you know, you just call your nephew first, will you?
So, were you around Uncle Ron growing up, and did he play music around you?
You know, oddly enough, no.
Okay.
Not at all. We sort of had a, what would you call it, a reunion in Sedona, Arizona. Abby and I were traveling through there, and the local reader there had done an article on us for playing at a local venue, and my Uncle Ron saw it.
He was living there at the time.
He was living there. He saw the article and said, "Well, that's my nephew." And I hadn't seen him in a really long time, actually. So when he did come to the show, it took me a minute to recognize him. And he comes up to the stage, "Hey, how you doing? Nice set, nice show." I'm like, "Thank you." And Uncle Ron?
Well, I imagine it's totally out of context. You're in Arizona. Yeah. You know, you're not expecting to see.
No, yeah. He's actually, you know, he had lived up in this region for a long time. I didn't even know that he had lived down there. So. Mm-hmm. But I know that he's really happy to be back up here, too, in Duluth. Gets down there to visit, though, still. He just came back from a trip to Arizona.
Well, and the two of you are headed down there again. North Carolina and Arizona are kind of the... Are there more places that you've kept kind of in the rotation, or are those the two main ones?
Those are the two main ones. Mm-hmm. We do a couple... we do a show in Oklahoma that it's just a week-long show. Renaissance show. I'm talking about art shows. And we've done a couple here and there, but those are our main shows right now.
They're wonderful shows. The promoters and management there do a fantastic job, and so you know, it's very comfortable for an artist to be there. And, they've been really successful in the last.
And are you in costume when you do that?
Oh yeah.
Dang it! Okay, next time can we request that you wear it, because that'll look great on the pictures. On the
internet. Sure. Yeah.
We can work that out, my lady.
Oh, and you have to talk like that. And, all right. So next time you're going to wear the costumes, and we're going to do the whole interview in those voices. Is that okay? Are we okay?
Very well, my lady.
Okay. Maybe I won't. Maybe we won't go that far.
Huzzah.
So how long are you going to be down in Arizona for?
2 months.
Oh, okay. So that's the perfect time of year to be down there.
Yeah. February and March. Mm-hmm. A little relief from winter here.
All right.
Yeah.
And so we'll be seeing you back up here in April, I suppose, or March. End of March. Mm-hmm. All right. Or whenever you get back.
Yeah. Beginning of April.
Beginning of April. All right. Well, looking forward to it. Well, thank you so much. That is Mama's Stolen Horses. They have a new album out called Son of the Machine. The release show is tonight at 7 o'clock at Amazing Grace Bakery in Duluth. And Feeding Leroy is going to be opening up and also contributing to some of your show as well, right?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for
having us.
Really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Christine.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Andrew Ressler and Emma Gilhausen. To listen to past sessions and to see upcoming sessions, you can go to KUMD.org under Programs. And Live from Studio A is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.